Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Good morning to you all. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As always, so glad to be with you on another Sabbath day, a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath day. The sun is shining. The weather is getting better moment by moment, and we thank God for this day. I want to give my shout-outs to the people I usually give shout-outs to, praise God. So to Tamika Shelton, God bless you, woman of God. Love you much. To her mother, Joyce. And God bless you, my longest supporter on this show, Joyce in New York, Deacon Thomas Farr, who has his own show, Issues Christian Men Talk, on Mondays and Thursdays. I think he has even increased the number of shows. So check him out on Facebook and find out what times his shows are. Then we have Prophetess Dorn, Isaiah Alexander in Chicago, Donna Matabucci, and so many others, the Crawfords in North Carolina, Apostle Janine Griffin in Philadelphia, Apostle Trout in Massachusetts. So we have many folks, you know, that call in and listen to the show. So I just want to say good morning to them and to all of the rest of you that I don't know your names. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and God bless you. God bless you, God bless you. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to, I'm trying to think here. No, let me just say this also before we pray. I got a call at 3:42 this morning where three kids that I know, well, I know one of them, but he was in a car with two other young adults, and they were in a car accident. The car flipped over several times, I understand. All of them are okay. They're all at the hospital. Right now, even as I speak, they're still at the hospital. So I want to I want you to touch and agree with me for their welfare. Also, then I got a call at 6:30 this morning that another young man that I know who has sickle cell anemia, he was rushed to the hospital, and they have to do emergency surgery. And so we want to lift him up in prayer. And I want to say happy birthday to Jackie Anderson today. To God be the glory. God bless you, woman of God. And to all of the members of New Vision for Life Church, God bless you all. I thank you all for being with us and for what we have gone through in these last few months with our revamping and revealing. So praise be unto God. Amen. Let us go ahead and touch the throne of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. And Lord God, there is none like you. There is none like you nowhere. No how, Lord God. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, you brought us safely through the night to this day, another day in which we could honor you, which we can worship you, in which we can magnify your holy name. Another day, Lord God, where we're able to seek your face, Father, not just your hand and what you do, but Lord God, to literally seek your face. Father, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to touch the heart of every man and woman that would tune in today. Touch our hearts, that our hearts, oh God, would be changed from that of stone to that of flesh. And Lord God, that those of us where we are operating, oh God, with a heart geared towards serving you, that, Lord God, that you will continue to minister by the Holy Spirit to us, that we may represent you well here on earth. Father, I thank you more than you know. Lord, I ask you to be with the youth that were in the car accident and with the young man that is in emergency surgery right now as I speak. Lord God, touch, heal, deliver, and set free. Be with every doctor, every nurse, the anesthesiologist, anyone, oh God, dealing with these young men. Father, be with them. Let there be no accidents, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood over their lives, oh Lord God. Father, I plead the blood over their lives, that they would live and not die, Lord God, that they would declare the words of the Lord, Father God. Father, if any of them are unsaved, Lord, I pray for salvation for them right now in the name of Jesus. In the very name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I touch and agree with the parents that are praying. I touch and agree with the friends that are praying, oh Lord God. Father, that these young men, that their lives will be saved physically and spiritually, that they will be saved, oh God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the 130 names that we have had turned in by New Vision, where we are standing in agreement as intercessors, praying for the souls of these 130 people to be saved this year, Lord God. Father, we will not back down on it. We're touching and agreeing daily, Lord God, that you will bring this to pass. Father, those things that we have prayed for in the past, those things that we have prayed for such a long time, Lord God, I'm praying that this year it will come to pass, that we will see, oh God, the answer to the prayers that have been prayed. We will hear about them if we're not physically in the place to see them, Lord God. So I'm thanking you for the miraculous. I'm thanking you for the healing, the deliverance, oh Lord God. I'm thanking you, Lord God, for reconciliation, Father God. I'm thanking you for renewed vision, oh God. I'm thanking you for new vision, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, and we shall not fail to give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. 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 God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, for those of you that are on here on Heart to Heart who know the things that are going on with my grandson, I just want to update you to let you know that he is doing well. Praise be unto God. And he has now been transferred to a hospital to be able to handle the mental concerns that we have or that he has. And he's being evaluated. A program is going to be set up for him, you know, so that he can recover from the things that have plagued him, the spirit of depression and suicide and all of those things. Everything that we have been praying for, please know that God is doing it. God is able. God is moving on my grandson's behalf. He's moving because of the prayers of the righteous. And just the way you have prayed for him, I know that you have prayed for others. We have prayed for others. And we will continue to hold on until we see the manifestation of what God had set in place. So I am grateful. I am grateful. Also, Elder Raymond at our church, the last I spoke with him and his wife, he also was at the hospital. This was on yesterday, last night, for major back problems. He was at the hospital. Please, let's keep him lifted up in prayer as well. Amen, amen. So, again, I say thank you for your prayers. We, on Thursday night at New Vision, we have our prayer line open, And this Thursday, the prayers that went up for the 130 people that we had added to our list to pray for, the prayer was awesome. Demons had to flee because of the way that the prayer warrior prayed for those people. And the rest of the people that were on the line that prayed, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, you know, just for doing what God has assigned you to do, that he has called you to do. And listen, beloved, listen. Even if God didn't give you that personal assignment, thank you for doing so out of obedience, because your obedience and my saying that Thursday night is the night that we should get on the line and pray, and you get on the line and pray. You're doing it out of obedience. Therefore, you will obey it as you're obeying me. You're obeying the God in me, and I thank you for doing so. It is so vitally important that we operate in obedience. There are so many things that are not being, or prayers that are not being answered from heaven because we won't obey God, or we won't obey the leaders that he's put before us to obey. Saints of God, I say let's operate in obedience, because this way we take any ties that we have God's on God's hands, we take them off so that he can move, so that he can do what he wants to do in the lives of those that we're praying for and in our lives personally. So it is so, so very important. So I hope that you're all encouraged to spend time praying. Spend time praying. This month, of course, in the month of January, we are fasting. And so therefore, you know, truly setting aside some time, looking forward to major, major breakthrough. And I encourage you to continue to fast. If you broke your fast, pick it back up. Start again. Do it. Do it. Do it. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago how Lady Prophetess Dorn had sent me something on fasting, and it talked about, you know, that we only have the capacity within us. It gets filled up, you know, with daily stuff, going to work, going to school, handling ministry, all of this stuff. We get filled up with the void, the vacancy that is in us. We get filled, and even with our eating or exercise program and so forth, we get full. But lo and behold, then it comes to the end of the night, and then we're trying to pray or trying to read the word, and there's just no space to put it in because we are full. Well, during this time of fasting, we are emptied out. We are leaving space. There's where we would have put our food and the type of food that we eat, that space is empty. Our bodies are being cleansed and so forth. And now we can fill up with God, fill up with his spirit, fill up with his word, just get full. And so the fasting is I'm emptying out so I can get more of God in, emptying out. And that's not only with your food, but I'm emptying out my television time. I'm emptying out my computer time. I'm emptying out my telephone time. I'm emptying out, Lord God, and everything that I empty myself of during this season, may it be filled, replaced with your spirit. May it be replaced with your word, Lord God, as I empty out myself to you, Lord God, pour into me. To God be the glory. So I pray that you are emptying out this month so that you can be filled with the power and the anointing of God, so that you can be filled with him. And then when the month is over, or your fasting time is over, start fasting daily. Listen, listen, listen. You can fast daily. You can fast one meal a day. You can fast until a certain time of day. You can fast still those things that I mentioned. Fast. Let it be a lifestyle. Let it be a lifestyle. So when the word says, you know, that these things only come out by fasting and praying, if we're fasting and praying all the time, then we should see more healing, more deliverance, amen, more salvation. We should see the people being added to the church daily because our spirit, man, is ready and is cooperating with the word of God, amen, amen. So I encourage you to continue to do so. So also, while we're doing this fast, I'm also doing what's called the word fast. Word, our language, fasting and that. Also doing that. And that is so vitally, vitally important. Praise be unto God. That is so vitally important. And I encourage you, today I want to, excuse me, today I want to read the devotional for today. I want to read it, and I'm encouraging you. We know that there's power in our tongue. So what we say, how we say what we say, reflects our heart. So let me read this to you and take this and run with it for today. It says, every one of us has no doubt said something that we wish we hadn't spoken. What came out of our mouth was embarrassing, maybe even hurtful to someone else. Perhaps we said a curse word or repeated gossip someone told us. Whatever the case, we wonder, where did that come from? For me, this truth was driven home when I said something off color in front of a couple of ladies in a coffee shop line. There I was, the leader of a Christian organization and an elder in my church, and I said something inappropriate in front of some women I knew. I was embarrassed the moment the words came out of my mouth, but I didn't give it a second thought. I rationalized it wasn't that bad. A few weeks later, excuse me, there I was at the same coffee shop. The exact same comment slipped out in front of another woman. This time, the words grieved me. I walked away repenting and hearing the Lord tell me, excuse me, that something was wrong with my heart. As you spend time fasting from words of judgment, criticism, sarcasm, negativity, complaining, and gossip, it is important that you reflect each day on the transgressions made with your words. Notice if certain patterns develop. If there is a particular person you feel free to gossip with, are you being critical of your boss or your spouse daily? The same way of a person's language reveals what part of the country he's from, or his natural origin, as followers of Christ, our words quickly reveal what kingdom we are living in. Does the kingdom of this world or the kingdom of our God rule in your heart? If sarcasm, criticism, and complaining flow forth from our heart to our lips, then our country of origin is exposed as worldly. Submit your words to the Holy Spirit's control so that His kingdom will rule in your heart and the words that flow from your lips will be pure and pleasing to Him. Ask yourself, have the words I've spoken recently reflected the kingdom of this world or God's kingdom? If any words come out of your mouth today that you need to repent of, do so. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch your heart and to keep those words out of your mouth tomorrow. Praise be unto God. And we look at the scripture that says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Saints of God, do you hear that? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, I was holding conversation with someone within the last 24 hours, and the conversation that came out of this person's mouth showed no reflection of their walk with the Lord. And I know that the person is saved. I know that the person carries a title in the body of Christ, but nothing that came out of their mouth said, I am a follower of Christ. And as a leader in the church and a co-laborer, I had to pull the person up, had to hold discussion with them, had to show them how this was totally inappropriate as a man of God. That conversation, those words being said, and I'm sharing this with you, and of course I'm not mentioning any names, so there's no place where anyone can be embarrassed, but I'm sharing this with you, that if you as a saved, born-again Christian, a Christ follower, has a friend, companion, a relative, anyone who claims to be saved, and they are using words that are not edifying to the person they're speaking to, edifying to the body of Christ, edifying to the Lord, showing what kingdom you belong to, I challenge you today to challenge them to check their heart. Check their heart. You know, I know I didn't beat up on anyone. You know me. Beloved, do you think that the words that came out of your mouth is something that you would say in front of Jesus? If you were sitting here with him and the other people, would you say that in front of him? If you wouldn't say that in front of Jesus, then let's not say it at all. Where's the living example? We are the example of who Christ is. That's what we are supposed to represent. So I'm sharing that today, hoping that you, number one, if you need to check yourself, check yourself. Praise be unto God. If there are others, if you're in conversation, did you hear it said complaining, gossiping? So you don't have to be cursing anyone out. No, that's not it. Just using language that is unbefitting to the kingdom. Using language, we're fasting from those type of conversations. We're fasting from the judgment. We're fasting, you know, from words that bring more harm than bring blessings. Here's another scripture that I want you to look at. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat and with unwashed hands defileth not a man. And this is when the Pharisees were talking to Jesus about the fact that he didn't wash his hands before he ate. He says, listen to what comes out of your mouth. This was coming out of your heart. That is what defiles man, not the fact that I didn't wash my hands. That's not the case. So what is God saying to you on today? What is he saying when we look at the fact that our language Praise be unto God. It's so vitally important, our language. The scriptures that I used today were Matthew 12 and 34, and then Matthew 15, verses 18 through 20. 18 through 20. I'm telling you, saints of God, don't complain today. Don't pass judgment on anyone today. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't gossip today. Don't embarrass anyone today. And as you don't do it today, don't do it tomorrow. Don't be so critical. Don't speak sarcastically. Stop speaking negativity. Speak the promises of God. Speak that today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So be encouraged, beloved. Be encouraged in all that you do. Speak what the Holy Spirit would have you to speak. Listen more than you talk. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. Listen more than you talk. Hear the words of the Father. When you read your Bible, don't just read it with your eyes. Read it with your ears. Now hear me. Read it with your ears. So you're reading the words with your heart. With your ears, hear what's being said as you read. And then, what does the Holy Spirit say to you? Speak those things that are edifying. Speak those things that bring glory to the Lord. Speak those things that lift one another up. Speak those things that give us hope, that gives somebody else hope. Speak life into dead situations. Speak it. I decree and declare this day that that which you speak that lines up with the word of God shall come to pass. This day, know that you are more than overcomers. You are. You are more than conquerors. You are. This day, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are sanctified and justified. Praise be unto God, because Daddy said so. Abba said so. By the blood of Jesus, praise be unto God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Saints of God, go ahead. Rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what your circumstances are, rejoice and be glad in it. This is an awesome day. Go forth today. Be a blessing to someone today. As we say in our circle of blessing, now, beloved, above all things, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings that he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of his blessings. Therefore, I beseech you in the name of Jesus that you go forth this day and be a blessing unto someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. Know that I love you with all my heart. But no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. Saints of God, this is Apostle Etta Banks here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care. God bless you. And we'll see you back here on next Saturday. God bless. Have an awesome day.